I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us to talk Steelers. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good.
Ray, happy to hear it. Mike Tomlin spoke yesterday, confirmed that Cam Hayward was in pads, not just participating in individual drills, but also in the team activities. So what's the latest on that whole deal?
Well, that's what Mike said about team, but I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate, guys. I don't want to break any of their rules, but I didn't see a whole lot different from Cam than what we saw up in camp, except for the fact that he was in pads and doing a little bit more work in individuals. What I think is going on, people jumped the gun a little bit yesterday. I thought when they said the hold-in's over, usually when there's a positive outcome in a negotiation for a player, that agent, the agent for the player leaks that, and the Schefters of the world will let everyone know that they got a little bit more money. So that hasn't happened yet. What I think is going on is like a good faith move by Cam. I'm going to start practicing. I'm going to start doing a little bit of more, but I'm still wanting that contract. So I think that's where we are right now. And I think, you heard what TJ Watt did, right? He's letting everyone know that TJ's or that Cam is back out there. So I think everyone wants to get this to the finish line, but I'm not sure the Steelers are budging quite yet.
Do you think the good faith move by Cam here, do you think that actually works, right? Do you think at the end of the day he does get some money in his pocket?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll try to come to some agreement, but like this has been going on since the combine in February, Doran. So, we've had like 6 months now for this to get worked out. So obviously the Steelers are kind of dug in. We found out a week or 10 days ago that, Cam was unhappy. So I don't see a resolution coming easily, but, deadlines tend to spur on these negotiations sometimes. And I think the deadline of the season, could work in Cam's factor. Maybe he'll get a little bit more money. You guys know he's not going to get a new contract, right? Anything that he gets will just be an advance on that March roster bonus. And the question now is how much.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Ray, here's a theory that I threw out there earlier. Is it possible they told Cam, hey, we'll pay you if we don't spend a ton of money on roster cutdown day or we acquire another wide receiver? Could it be one of those kind of handshake deals?
Possibly. Last time I checked, I think they were around $20 million under the cap. So, that certainly could be a factor and how much Cam, might get with that advance. You know, the only position right now, since they shored up safety, Adam, you know, with Chuck Clark and Juan Thornhill, I think those guys have represented themselves well. The only position right now that is a question mark for me, and it's because of Calvin Austin's injury, is receiver. And how much would you have to pay a receiver if you brought one of those guys in? So I don't think it would be more than, you know, $8 or $10 million based on the guys who are out there, maybe even less. But yeah, that is one additional expense that might be factoring into their negotiations with Cam.
Ray, Mike Tallman yesterday said that there's four guys that absolutely won't play in this preseason game tomorrow: Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, and D.K. Metcalf, and basically said that everybody else is on the table and could potentially play. Do you think that's a psychological move by Mike Tallman to try to get guys just prepared to play and actually not play them? Or do you think there's truth to that we will see some starters, more starters play than we have in the first two preseason games?
Yeah, I think the way he phrased it was they're scheduled to play. So, I do think, you know, he talked a little bit more in depth about the new guys in the secondary, right? You got three of your new five back there are new. So I do think you want to get that communication down with Ramsey and with Slay and, you know, Thornhill and Clark. So that's maybe why a guy like Ramsey is playing. I mean, I get it. You know, like with Cam and Aaron, they're your two oldest players. You don't want to play them. TJ and DK are, you've got too much money invested in them for them to play. So like, even if Jalen and Slay play, it's probably going to be for a series or two. You just want to get their feet wet, make sure they get their communication down. I'm more interested to see how the offensive line plays again. I want to see the running game get a little bit better. You know, so for those guys, those starters, that's who I want to see. Like, I'm like, for Jalen Ramsey, I don't need to see him. Like, you just need to get him healthy. And well, he's healthy. You just need him to get to the regular season healthy and don't expose him to meaningless hits, you know, against the Panthers on Thursday night.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, so you talk about communication, being on the same page in the secondary. You do have a new quarterback and a couple of new skill position guys, and they're all new to each other. Do you think Tomlin should play Aaron Rodgers? We know he's not going to. Do you think that's the right move?
You know, I understand it. I don't want to say if it's the right or wrong move, Adam, but Aaron isn't a big fan of preseason games. He thinks he can get his work done in practice. So you probably want to, you know, bow to what he says in that situation and just make him comfortable. And you want your quarterback healthy. With DK, I get it. It's a $150 million contract. You don't want to get your number one receiver, especially when there's little depth behind him. You don't want to expose him to injury. So that just might be a situation where those guys are still getting their chemistry down early. Is there any doubt in your guys' minds that they're probably going to have to win some low-scoring games early until the offense gets going a little bit? I think that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's been. But, I can still see them winning 20-17, 17-14 until Rodgers and company, get on track a little bit.
Ray, what's the latest on Gabe Davis?
A medical checkup, as far as we know. I think he's in Buffalo today. That's his old team, so we'll see, how the doctors from these different teams view the knee injury. So sometimes, this from the combine, sometimes doctors will clear one guy for your team, but for another team, that doctor won't clear that guy, and that guy will be off draft board. So sometimes there's different interpretations of how guys are recovering. I think if he was 100% healthy and the Steelers felt good about that, they probably wouldn't let him out of the building yesterday. So I think it's more of a situation where they're just keeping their options open and, keeping their eye on the situation, depending on what happens with Calvin here in another week or so.
Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, because I figured it out. I mean, you're having a guy in twice, and yeah, he's out of the building twice, so maybe it seems like he's unlikely, but it seems pretty certain that they're going to acquire another guy, no?
Well, listen, Calvin Austin was in pads yesterday, too. He's been out like 3 weeks now. I don't think he's going to play Thursday night, so, that situation's a little bit tenuous, but they really feel like Calvin is going to be okay for the regular season. We've seen the emergence of Roman Wilson. I get the idea of wanting to add a depth guy, but I don't know that it's absolutely 100% necessary unless Calvin has to go to IR. And like I said, we will know that by next Tuesday. So there's going to be speculation until then. I still think it's a need, probably the biggest need for this team, but I'm not sure it's a big need if Calvin Austin is ready for the regular season.
Last thing here for you, Ray. We saw in the video, it looks like Will Howard has a smaller brace on his hand than he did previously. Do you think there's a chance he winds up on IR?
Yeah, I'm actually writing about that later on today. I do think there's a decent chance.
Post-gazette.com.
Well, that's right. A little plug there. There's a new rule that was passed last year where you can put two guys on IR and designate them to return without them being on the original 53. So Omar is going to have some roster flexibility here with guys like Howard, Corey Trice. Austin came back to practice yesterday, so maybe Austin's not in that conversation now. But, like, remember the old times? You had to cut two guys and then – right. You would put the guys on IR later. It was a nightmare for GM. So, yes, I think Howard has a decent chance to go on IR. Any rookie who misses big chunks of time, I think, is going to be behind, and I think that's probably the solution. He'll miss at least the first four games, and then I think they'll reevaluate it from there.
All right, Ray, this was tremendous stuff. As always, we appreciate your time, and we will talk to you after the conclusion of the preseason next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.